If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about, in fact, some of the rules related to fasting and Ramadan, since we are in the month of mercy, in the month of barakah, and in the month of Ramadan. So we're going to deal with this, in fact, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker, as always in the studio with us, shedding light on the Ramadan-related Islamic laws in this program, Islamic Laws, well, on IRIB English Radio, well, according to Ayatollah Khamenei's views regarding fasting and Ramadan. Sheikh Javid, let me start off this episode with this question, because we all know that the kafara for those people who miss out on one fasting day, for example, is giving out one mut, right, of food. Well, the question is, or the question that I would like to ask you is about the money, in fact, given instead of the food. Is it permissible or is it sufficient for this person to give a needy person the money instead of the food itself of one mut, which is obviously 750 grams, right?
Yeah. Well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It depends, you know, it depends on whether the person who receives the money is reliable, if he makes sure or if he is certain that the recipient, mm-hmm. who is supposedly a poor person, is going to use the money to buy food. There is no problem in giving money instead of food to that individual. But if he's not certain, you know, since it is very much important to make sure that the person uses the money to buy food, and since he is not certain, it's necessary to buy food and give the kafara or the fidya in the form of food. And you know that people who are sick, pregnant women who cannot, let's say, cannot fast, these are people who are supposed to give, you know, one mud or 750 grams of foodstuff to the poor. Mm-hmm. And it is necessary for them, in fact, to make sure it's necessary. And in this scenario, when they are not certain that maybe that if they give money, they will buy the money, they will use the money to buy things, mm-hmm. Food. Mm-hmm. So in this, they have they have to give food to the poor person, and of course, when it comes to fidya, of course, fidya, it is permissible to give all the fidya to one person. For example, if you did not, you know, fast for the 30 days of Ramadan or 20 mm-hmm. days of 29 days of Ramadan, you can give all the 750 grams of food to one and the same person. Mm-hmm. It's not necessary to give it to different, to 29 or 30 different people.
Mm-hmm, I see.
As far as the penalty is concerned, the kafara for breaking your fast intentionally, or the kafara for breaking your fast with something haram, of course, mm-hmm. it is necessary to give food to different to 60 different people.
Mm-hmm, I see. Okay, Sheikh Javid, you know, if a person is appointed as an attorney, right, to feed a group of needy people, can he take any wages for the work that he does or he offers, such as, for example, cooking the food, from the kafara money with which he was entrusted?
Well, he cannot take anything from the kafara money, because the kafara is and was it has to be given to the poor and needy people, but obviously he is entitled to wages. He can receive wages, and there is no problem. Now, whatever the amount of wages, he can you know, he can talk to the person who has authorized him to cook the food and give the food to the poor people, to give his wages at the same time, you know. He has the right to receive wages, because he can tell him that I'm not going to work for him unless he unless you give me my wages. So mm-hmm. he is quite right. He is quite entitled to the wages.
Mm-hmm.
But he cannot take it from the kafara.
Take it away from it.
Yeah, the kafara has to be distributed among the poor and the needy.
Yes, okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are still talking about Ramadan-related jurisprudential laws, according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, a woman could not, in fact, fast because of pregnancy, and we all know that pregnant women should take or extra care for their would-be child, you know, to deliver. And there is a time that they have to keep to themselves, and they cannot obviously fast because it might be dangerous for the mother as well as the infant or fetus. She knew that after the delivery, she must, in fact, offer the qadha, you know, because of the all the days of Ramadan and fasting that she missed, in fact, fasting, all right?
Yeah.
However, she did not fast after the delivery, intentionally or otherwise,
yeah,
for several years. Does she have to pay only the kafara for that year or for all the years that she delayed her fasting?
Well, there are, there are three things to note. One is that this pregnant woman who did not fast for some reason or because she was afraid she feared that fasting might affect her health or that of the child.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no objection to her breaking her fast in that case. But of course, giving the qadha or offering the qadha or performing the qadha of the fast is obligatory. And she should perform the qadha whenever it is possible for her to perform. And to ignore or to neglect her duty to perform the qadha is a sin. And whenever she can, she must perform the qadha. Now, if a person deliberately and intentionally delay the qadha until the next month of Ramadan, and then maybe she delays until the next years and many years after, she still has not performed the qadha, there's only one, kafara. For delaying. You know, the kafara for delaying the qadha of the fast is 750 grams of food, you know. And if you give it once to 30 people or maybe to one person, because it's not the qadha, it's not a kafara for deliberately breaking your fast, the fidya or the penalty can be given to one person, to one poor family, and then if many years have passed, the kafara is not repeated.
Mm-hmm.
Repeated, even though many years, for example, 10 years have passed, and she has not still performed the qadha of the mm-hmm. fast, she has to give only one kafara, and that's 750 grams of food for each delayed day, for each left out day. In addition, she has to offer the qadha, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That is.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Javid, for your nice elaboration and shedding light on some of these jurisprudential laws about fasting and Ramadan, according to Ayatollah Khamenei, in this program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. I'm Muhammad Jawad, signing off. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الظاهر والباطن.